Good evening. Welcome to evening prayer on Thursday, 18th of June. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
There shall come forth a shoot from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding,
the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear.
But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth.
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kids.
The calf, the lion, and the fatling together with a little child to lead them.
They shall not hurt or destroy all my holy mountains, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind.
As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down on us to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen.
Lord, let me know my end and my numbers of days.
I said I will keep watch over my ways so that I offend not with my tongue.
I will guard my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are in my sight.
So I held my tongue and said nothing. I kept silent, but to no avail.
My distress increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I muted, the fire was kindled, and I spoke out with my tongue.
Lord, let me know my end and the number of my days, that I may know how short my time is.
You have made my days, but my hands beneath, and my lifetime is nothing in your sight. Truly, even those who stand upright are but a beneath.
We walk about like a shadow, and in vain we are in turmoil. We heap riches and cannot tell who will gather them.
Now, what is my hope? Truly, my hope is even in you.
Deliver me from all my transgressions, and do not make me the taunt of the fool.
I fell silent, and I did not open my mouth, for truly it was your doing.
Take away your plague from me. I am consumed by the blows of your hand.
With rebukes for my sins, you punish us. Like a moth, you consume our beauty. Truly, everyone is beneath.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears.
For I am but a stranger with you, a wafer, as all my forebears were.
Turn your gaze from me, that I may be glad again before I go my way and am no more.
Lord, let me know my end and the numbers of my days.
O Christ, Son of the living God, help us when we are too cast down to pray, and grant that we may trust you all our days, for you are with us in our living and our dying. Jesus, Lord and God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. I have called you by name. You are mine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
A reading from Romans 8, 12 to 17. So, my brothers and sisters, we must not be ruled by our sinful selves or live the way our sinly selves want. If you use your lives to do wrong things your sinful selves want, you will die spiritually. But if you use the Spirit's help to stop doing the wrong things that you are doing with your body, you will have true life. The children of God are those who let the Spirit lead them. The Spirit who receives does not make ourselves again to fear. It makes us children of God. With that Spirit, we cry out, Father. And the Spirit himself joins with our spirit to say that we are children of God. If we are children of God, we will receive the blessing from God together with Christ. But we must suffer as children suffer, so that we will be with glory as Christ has glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, the reading from the Psalms asks you to let me know my end and the number of my days. Is it not better, Lord, to enjoy what we have here and now? Try and enjoy our lives for what they are. We should enjoy the environment and not mistreat it. We should love the trees and other plants that you have provided. We should embrace the long days and sweet smells that permeate the air at night in summer. Help us, O Lord, to care for the animals and wildlife, both large and microscopic, and make them our friends. Let us embrace life and all it has to offer. Let us accept that we all make mistakes and do our best not to repeat them. When we wake tomorrow, give us the strength to live it to the full, a notice of the beauty of the nature that surrounds us, not to worry about how many days we have left.
Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.